This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And so I'm to have an understanding of the Lord intellectually, but I'm also to have a knowledge of Him that comes from experience in relating to Him. How? Through prayer, through reading His Word, through loving Him. Tell me who you love in life, and I'll tell you who you know. You usually know the people you love, and you love the people you know. And so we're to have an understanding that's intellectual, but also a comprehension that's based on experience. I've told this story before, but it's my favorite story to illustrate that very point. I had a cousin named Ronnie who died just a few years ago. Ronnie was a dermatologist in Chicago, had a very successful practice. What happened to Ronnie was just this unbelievable situation. When he was in medical school, he contracted polio. And so Ronnie spent all of his career as a doctor in a wheelchair. He treated patients from his wheelchair. He would carry a portable ventilator underneath his wheelchair. And I can remember Ronnie coming to family weddings and gatherings, and he would put that ventilator up to his mouth and expand his lungs. His whole life was impacted by his disease called polio. Now, here's my theory on Ronnie. Ronnie, in my opinion, knew more than 95% of the doctors in the whole world. He knew more than 95% of doctors about polio for this reason. He understood it intellectually. He read everything he could get his hands on, any study that was done, any research that was done. He had the documents, and his library was full of material on polio. But Ronnie knew about polio. Why? Because he lived with it. When he got up in the morning, he knew, I've got polio. When he went to work, he knew, had an awareness of his polio. When he went to bed at night, he had an awareness of his polio. So he understood it intellectually, but he understood it because he knew it experientially. And that's the kind of relationship you and I are to have, get this, with the living God. Now, here's the most surprising part of all of this message to me. I don't know if this struck you. Jeremiah says, you need to delight, and I need to delight in the three things that are important to the Lord. Of all the things that the Lord could say, these are the most important. Isn't it interesting what's mentioned? Kindness. Where'd that come from? Kindness? Yeah, kindness. Justice and righteousness. Those three things matter to the Lord. Now, here's this big announcement again. You want to do something that matters, you start delighting in what the Lord delights in. Let's talk about kindness for a minute. Isn't it interesting that Jeremiah would say this is the first thing the Lord delights in, simple kindness? Folks, there's something wrong when a husband shows more kindness to a waitress at a restaurant than he does to his own wife and children. It happens all the time. There's something wrong when a wife and mother shows more compassion and caring and interest in a clerk at the store or at the mall and yet doesn't show that same level of concern and compassion and graciousness to her own husband or her own children. There's something wrong when parents are gracious to everybody else's children but their own. And gracious to everybody else's family but their own. And so I want to suggest to you, this may be a revelation for somebody today. You want to have a relationship with the Lord, start getting interested in kindness in your own life. Why? Because the Lord delights in it. I want to be into what the Lord delights in. I want to get involved in what makes the Lord happy and what He's interested in. And He delights, number one, in kindness.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find that amazing that that's the first thing that Jeremiah mentions, that the Lord delights in kindness. We'll go into the second one, justice and righteousness, tomorrow on Cross Hope. I want you to hear it. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.